We stay in New York for this next story. It's about a problem you might think exists only outside the U.S., child marriage. But yes, it happens in New York City and in other communities across the U.S. as well. That's because archaic laws haven't been updated. World's Jasmine Garst has our story.
When she was 10 years old, Safia Majabin started skipping school. And here's what she'd do. She'd ride the New York City subways aimlessly.
I just love riding the train. You ride from one end to the other end, and then you go back. And then you, like, get out a few stops and just explore some stations are just really beautiful.
For Safia, this was a rare taste of freedom. She came from a very strict, very tight-knit Bangladeshi Muslim community. Those train rides, they didn't last long. Her parents found out. And that's how, at age 10...
My dad was like, if we can't control you, then we're going to get you married in Bangladesh. As a kid back then, I remember staying quiet.
This was not an empty threat.
Growing up, I went to so many weddings where the girl was full on crying, telling her parents, I don't want to get married. I don't want to get married.
Here's the thing Safia wants me to know.
I'm a Brooklynite. You know, I grew up in the hood. So.
Safia wants me to know this. She is American, and so is child marriage. To find out more, I turned to Frady Reese. She runs the nonprofit Unchained at Last.
This is happening in nearly every community that you can think of.
When you think of child marriage, you may think of the developing world. Countries like Niger, where 78% of children are married by 18. But a survey by Reese's group, Unchained at Last, found that a quarter million children married in the U.S. between 2000 and 2010.
We've had clients from Jewish, Muslim, and Christian backgrounds who were married as children, and they have come from every socioeconomic level, from both multi-generational American families as well as immigrant families.
Reese and others are pushing hard to change laws across the country. Here in New York, a new legislation would raise the age of marriage consent to 17, which Reese says isn't good enough. 17, after all, is still underage. And Reese says age is only part of the problem. She says laws need to tackle all types of arranged marriage. And she speaks from experience. Reese grew up an ultra-Orthodox Hasidic Jew.
My family arranged my marriage when I was 19. So I was not a child, even though I was a teenager. And even at 19, I didn't have agency. I didn't have the ability to say no.
Reese was technically an adult, but one who had spent her whole life not being allowed to drive, have money, have contact with the world outside her community. She was virtually a child. Safia, meanwhile, was able to resist an arranged marriage, but her refusal came at a steep cost. She didn't go into details, but said there was physical and verbal abuse.
There were points where it became so unnecessarily unbearable, where I was like, you know, if I got married, then they'd just leave me alone.
In time, she started going to college on a scholarship. She practically slept on campus. The authorities were alerted, and they stepped in and offered her housing. Today, Safia studies philosophy with an emphasis on Islam. And here's another thing she wants you to know. It was actually Islam that set her free.
One of the reasons that my parents couldn't force me into getting married was I knew my religion. And in my religion, it explicitly says that any marriage that is forced is null and void. And there have been cases in our tradition where a girl has been married without her consent, and she went to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and told her, you know, my parents forced me into marriage. Am I a married woman? And he said that marriage was not accepted. It was because of my religion that I'm still a single lady. So...
After our interview, Safia takes me to the nearest subway stop. On a whim, she hops on with me for a very long ride uptown. She's beaming. She still loves it down here. For The World, Jasmine Garst, New York City.